You ever reach in for like your favorite cereal in the morning and you're expecting to get, like a nice big bowl, and then you find out it's basically empty. Yeah, it's like the worst way to start your morning, right? So now imagine that, but instead of a cereal box, it's like a massive silo full of grain. And it's for some, huge food company, it's a slightly bigger problem than just your breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of what Beaconette is tackling, right?
They're really trying to solve this problem that's been around forever, trying to figure out how much is actually inside these giant industrial
Because
silos.
then wouldn't you just like measure how much space is taken up? I mean, isn't that all you got to do?
Yeah, you'd think so, right? But when we're talking these huge industrial silos, all those old school ways of measuring, they just don't really cut it. They're often inaccurate and, frankly, pretty impractical.
Really? Okay, I'm listening. What's the problem there?
Well, you got to think about what we're trying to measure, right? Grain, cement, powders, all that stuff doesn't exactly stay put.
Oh, right.
It settles and compacts, which makes it a real pain to measure accurately.
Ah, so like you could look at a silo and think it's half full, but
But it could be way off.
yeah.
And those little inaccuracies, they snowball. Suddenly, you've got problems with your inventory, your production planning is out of whack. You might even miss an order for more materials because you thought you had enough.
And I'm guessing actually getting in there to measure those giant things is a huge pain.
You said it. Some of the old ways involved actually climbing inside with measuring tapes.
Oh.
Dangerous and crazy inefficient. Then there are the sensors you can put at the top, but those readings go haywire if the stuff inside isn't totally level. And don't even get me started on the cost of installing and maintaining internal sensors.
So we've got a real mess on our hands, don't we? So is this where Beaconet swoops in to save the day?
They do, and they do it by completely changing how we think about the problem.
Okay, how so?
Instead of focusing on volume, Beaconet's B Silo Tech zeroes in on weight.
Wait. So simple, yet brilliant. Why didn't anyone think of this sooner?
Well, sometimes the best solutions are the simplest ones, right? And by shifting to weight, they sidestep all those headaches with material density and uneven settling we were talking about.
Okay, I'm with you so far. So how do they actually weigh something that massive?
Strain gauges, they're the secret sauce.
Strain gauges.
All right.
All right, time for a quick physics refresher. What do we talk about here?
Okay, so picture this. Super tiny sensors, like seriously small, almost microscopic. And they're incredibly sensitive to even the smallest change in pressure. In this case, the pressure comes from all that material in the silo.
Right.
They attach these strain gauges to the silo support structure,
Yeah.
the legs, the base, that sort of
Okay,
thing.
so the silo fills up.
Bingo. All that weight, it puts a strain on the supports, just a tiny bit. And those little strain gauges, they pick up on that minuscule change.
Interesting.
And they translate it into an electrical signal, which tells you exactly how much weight the silo is holding.
So no more climbing into silos. Just instant, super accurate weight readings. Talk about a game changer, right? But I'm guessing the real magic isn't just about knowing how much stuff is in there at any given time.
You're right. The real value is how this real-time data changes everything else.
Okay, like what?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Beaconet has basically given these industries X-ray vision for their entire supply chain.
Okay.
Imagine knowing exactly how much material you have on hand at any moment.
No more scrambling to order more at the last minute.
Exactly.
No more production lines shutting down because someone miscalculated.
You got it. We're talking about streamlined logistics, optimized planning, knowing how to allocate your resources before there's even a problem.
Wow. Okay, so you mentioned agriculture and construction are already using this, but where else could this kind of technology be useful?
The possibilities are huge. Like, think about mining.
Right.
Knowing exactly how much ore you've got is crucial for them, right?
Huh.
Or water management,
Oh, yeah.
tracking reservoir levels, making sure water is going where it's needed most.
And food storage,
Yes,
pharmaceuticals.
absolutely. Anything you need to store in large quantities, this tech has the potential to be a game changer.
This is really making me think.
Right. It's exciting stuff.
So we've talked about these amazing little strain gauges,
Right.
but I know there's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. Those strain gauges, they're just the beginning. Beaconet has built a whole system around this. They call it the connection layer.
Right, the connection layer. What is it exactly?
It's all about flexibility and making sure these silos can talk to each other no matter where they are. We're talking local networks, cellular connections, even satellite links for remote areas.
So whether you're a farmer in Iowa or a mining company in the Andes, you're covered. But all this data flying around, you got to make sure it's secure, right? Data is more valuable than gold these days.
Absolutely. Beconic gets it. They encrypt everything and keep it safe in a cloud-based database.
Okay, good to know. But what about actually using all that data?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone wants to be staring at spreadsheets all day, right?
Nobody wants that. That's where their B-Control dashboard comes in.
Okay, tell me more.
It takes all that raw data and turns it into something you can actually use.
Nice.
Visualizations, historical trends, customized reports.
Right.
It's all tailored to whoever needs it.
So you're not just seeing what's happening right now, but you can actually plan ahead.
Exactly. And the cool thing is that the dashboard can be customized for whoever's looking at it. A production manager, they're probably most interested in how full those silos are at any given moment. But someone in procurement, they're going to want that long-term view, the trends, you know, so they can get the best prices on materials.
And what about those alerts? I bet those are super helpful.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Imagine getting a notification on your phone like, hey, silo 3 is running low. Better order more.
No more last-minute panics. I love it.
It's like having a little helper always looking out for you, making sure things run smoothly.
So Beacon, it's already making a big difference for these industries today. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, when I really think about the potential here, it's kind of mind-blowing.
Right. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah. Exactly. We've talked about agriculture, construction, mining, all obvious applications. But where else could this kind of tech go? What are we not even thinking about yet?
Well, we're already monitoring silos, right? What about bridges?
Bridges.
Yeah. Imagine being able to track the stress and strain on those structures in real time.
Oh, wow.
Predictive maintenance, preventing disasters before they happen.
I actually read something recently about sensors being used to monitor glaciers.
There you go, see?
Tracking how fast they're melting.
Exactly. Or think about resource management in general. We could use this tech to monitor water usage in buildings or even entire cities.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. You know, it just goes to show you that sometimes the simplest ideas can have the biggest impact.
Totally. Beacon, it started with a focus on silos, but look where they are now.
Exactly. And who knows what other hidden problems are out there just waiting for someone to come up with a clever solution.
That's the real question, isn't it?
It is. So to all our listeners out there, what problem in your world needs solving? What could you change with a little bit of ingenuity? Think about it. And until next time, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.